Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act
somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving a moment, like the $1 million, bust things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
And listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on. Come on, y'all. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, is God good to me. Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making a decision to see what all God has for me. but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now, because I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it's a process, and I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I'll tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him, and I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose, and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you. See, you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off. Because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him, but I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm gonna hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating, trying to seek revenge. It's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate. I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time. And instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused, being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. Pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you the best of the best at whatever it is you chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your creator and find out how to become more proactive so you can do things to move yourself forward? How you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God. And then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, alive and well. We're grateful today. I start my day with gratitude. I invite you to do the same thing. It's a good thing to thank God for your day, because it's such a gift to be here. And also, it just it puts you in the right frame of mind. It's hard to be depressed and grateful at the same time. So if you're tired of getting up out of your bed on the wrong side, I suggest waking up and thanking him for all he's done for you. I mean, the list is incredible if you really, really think about it. And you got to thank him through all your circumstances, when it's not going the way you want it to, when it ain't going well, when life done threw you a curveball. You just got to thank him, because you do not know how he's working. If you are a person of faith, he is working on your behalf. And what you ask him for, he's going to give to you. It may not come in the time that you want it, because God's timing is very, very different from yours. But when he does give it to you, it will be better than you asked. I was sitting up the other day thinking about something that I got, and what I asked God for was totally different. Well, it wasn't totally different. It was scaled back a bit. And I looked up and realized what he had gave me was scaled up quite a bit. Now, it took longer than I thought, but when he gave it to me, it was better than what I asked for. Boy, that's a bad God. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., whose government name is Kill Space. And ladies and gentlemen, he's back. That damn fool, world traveler, head of my very own personal HR department. I get no more joy than hearing him talk about he can't believe how much something costs. Ladies and gentlemen, half rich himself, that damn nephew Tommy. Yeah.
Top.
Welcome back, nephew.
You know, Tommy, I don't really miss nobody, because, you know, I try not to do that with people, like miss them.
Yes, sir.
How does that work? How you control that?
How you control it? Yeah, don't care.
Oh. But you do care. You're just not admitting that you care. You miss them, though. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just act like it ain't happening.
Oh, you know. Pretend.
Fooling yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know.
Well, I miss y'all.
We miss you, nephew.
I miss y'all. Ooh, really? Let me get back to not spending money. Lord have mercy.
Rich. Come on,
half rich. Half rich. Come on, boy.
Man,
where were the pictures, Tommy? Where? Not one picture did you send.
No, I wasn't gonna worry about. I wasn't gonna bother, you know, bother y'all with all this over excitement. These half. Last thing I want to do is send y'all some half rich pictures. That's the last thing I want.
What?
Well, you know, Tommy,
I ain't with the Pope. I'm with the Pope's assistant. You know, so I'm just not finna send y'all that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I enjoy it. Please send me all.
Send everything.
All right. We'll hear more from the nephew's trip a little later on in the show. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Reverend Motown, and Deacon Def Jam is back too. Church Complaints coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Shirley Strawberry, and you know what? I'd like to give a shout out to all the people whose job it is to hire, from the small business owners growing their team to the HR directors who hire hundreds of people across the nation. You, my friends, have one of the toughest jobs there is. But what if I were to tell you that there's something that can make your whole hiring process much faster and easier? That's right. It's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can save you time by letting you easily invite your top candidates to apply to your job, so they're more likely to apply sooner. Hiring heroes, let ZipRecruiter help make your job easier. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. It is time now for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam, back with Church Complaints.
We full gavel. We postulate in the immunity of dilution. As we precariously look into the futility of reality with normality.
That boy still got it. God,
we constitutionalize.
Say it now.
We constitutionalize the arbitrary.
Yeah.
Realizing that we are obliged to honorarium the adorable. Lord have mercy. That's a
amen.
Today. Come on, Deacon, with church complaints. Lord,
Pastor, we got an issue this morning. Could you please talk to Sister Virginia Banks? She is still wearing silver to the church. As you know, she wore this to the Beyonce concert and won't take it off. Please talk to her. She is still wearing the same silver that she wore. I think her daughter took her to the concert, Sister Virginia Banks. But this, she's worn the silver twice now, and it's just getting out of control. You're going to have to talk to her.
I don't know if you're aware, but it's molding her ever since the, what is it, the reunion tour? What
Renaissance. Yeah. Renaissance.
The Renaissance tour.
Renaissance.
Half of our choir has been wearing silver. Yeah. Most of them are tenors. And so we've noticed quite a bit going on. We don't know what's happening here, but lots of things have happened before that. I'm not going to be able to say nothing to her about that due to
not a thing.
I found out the amount of money they were spending on some of these silver outfits.
You better minister.
There ain't a cowboy hat, silver cowboy hat east of the Mississippi no more.
They're
all out of silver cowboy hats.
Yes.
So I'm not going to be able to do anything with that. Go ahead, Deacon.
All right. Let's see here. Brother Philip, as you know, Philip Jenkins got caught with another woman on the 23rd floor of an apartment building. Now, he made a hot air balloon with three trash bags and two candles and got away. The brothers want you to force him into teaching a survival course. And he don't want to, Pastor, but everybody wants to learn how to get out of tight situations. It seems like Brother Philip Jenkins knows how to do that, but he refuses to teach the other brothers how to survive the way he did. And once again, he was on the 23rd floor apartment building and made a hot air balloon out of three trash bags and two candles and got away. Your call if you think we should force him.
We're not going to perpetuate behavior that is not honorable in the sight of the Lord. So what we gonna do with that is leave that alone. We're having the special church awards we're giving out one award a year I've come up with to people who we just can't save. It's gonna be the Sinner of the Year Award.
The Sinner of the Year Award.
And I think right now he's in first running. Place.
Uh-huh.
And so that boy right there, oh Lord, the things he does, it's just amazing. Lord have mercy.
Here we go, Pastor. Sister Corrine, we all know her. She is 103 years old and wants to attend her 85th year high school reunion, class reunion. We have checked. She is the last one living from her high school, but she insists on going. What should we do, Pastor? We don't want to hurt her feeling.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll have it on the Saturday that I perform my visit for the sick and shut in. We'll just have her high school reunion at her house.
I'm gonna bring her
yearbook with me.
You got that yearbook? Lord.
Well, she's so old, her yearbook is the Bible.
just get to reading. It's a whole life story.
Yeah, the entire New Testament is her yearbook. That's how old she is. Glory.
And they were at Galilee.
Glory.
Galilee High School. Pastor, we got a situation here now.
GHS, you know. There we go. Galilee High School.
All right, last but not least, Pastor. Sister Frances wants us to help her get some glasses. She supposedly reached in her nightstand to find her vibrational friend, but by accident grabbed her taser. She needs medical help. She's at St. Joseph right now. What did we actually do? She thought she was reaching for her vibrational friend, but she grabbed her taser. She's not in a good state of mind.
How old is she now?
She's 71.
Oh, well, she'll be fine then.
What?
She'll be just fine. The damn coming up next. To tase.
Thank you, Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco Johnson have a hilarious new weekly podcast to recap football. Ochocinco revealed that he used to be a stripper in the 90s. And Jermaine Dupri, did you guys know this? Jermaine Dupri said he's the one who invented making it rain. All right, we'll talk about that. It's all coming up at the top of the hour, but right now, that's what he said. I'm the messenger here. That's what he said. All right, it's time now to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is here. This one's from LaShawn in Memphis. LaShawn writes, I'm 27 years old, and I want to have a big wedding, but my parents aren't able to pay for it. I asked my fiance to co-sign a loan with me so I can get the wedding of my dreams. He refuses to do it. Why doesn't anyone want me to be happy?
Well, you know, that's the only way you're going to be happy is the big wedding of your dreams. Forget the man. Forget the fact that your parents will be there. You still got parents. You just want what you want. You want a loan for your big wedding. Your fiancé done said no, that it's not his job to provide the wedding, technically. It's supposed to be your father, technically, if you want to go by tradition. So you're going to have to go by tradition. And based on your mom and daddy's income, you will be getting married at the public park at the basketball court.
Really? She just said they weren't able to pay for it.
They ain't got no money. You got to go with what your mom and daddy got money for. Now, you're going to get married at the playground, decorate that court. You know, if you put a nice veil on that basket, they'll hardly know it's there. Put some flowers on it. Buy a fishing net and put flowers all over the fishing net and drape it over the basket and create yourself a little canopy. And y'all stand over there and let the pastor do the wedding. Just, you know, sweep up all that glass and stuff because it's a public park.
And not what she wants.
Have you bring some fold-away chairs out there. Nice outdoor wedding. And put a backdrop up there so they don't see the rundown school behind it. Just put a backdrop.
Oh, that's cold.
That is not what she wants.
Well, you know, your money, you got to go what your money got. I didn't want to be homeless, but my money said you ain't got no money to stay no damn where. So, you know, there it is.
All right. Moving on to, sorry, LaShawn. Moving on to Benita in PG County. Benita writes, my conversations with my daughter make me uncomfortable now. She's getting older and a lot more holy, so she likes to talk about all the stuff she did when she was younger. I don't need to know that she used to be a streetwalker. I want her to be able to talk to me, but not about everything. Should I tell her?
Well, she's telling you what God saved her from. Now, the fact that you didn't want to know your daughter was a streetwalker, don't stop her from having walked the streets. Now, that's a hard thing to hear.
Yes.
Y'all having dinner.
And another thing, Mama.
You know, Mama, hoeing is really hard.
I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it.
Wait a minute. Excuse me?
Come on, you're back, nephew. What?
What did you say?
Hoeing. It's not a conversation
girl,
wants to hear.
When did you have a garden? Huh?
What happened?
When did you have a garden, girl? What are you talking about hoeing? Mama, hoeing.
Back in the day, you
right
know.
There. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just hard.
Yeah. I was a cold hoe.
No,
not an amateur.
We don't want to hear that.
All right. I think we should move on to Denise in Gulfport. Denise says, my sister-in-law's husband had a woman in his car Friday, and I told my sister-in-law. She pulled up on him, but the lady was gone. It looked like I lied and was being messy. I got a picture of them together. Do I show my sister-in-law or let it go?
Wow. If it's her sister-in-law, wouldn't that make it her brother?
That's what I was thinking.
Her brother's wife?
Yeah.
It could be.
But she said my sister-in-law's husband. Oh, so maybe it's her husband. Her husband's sister. It's her.
Her husband.
Oh,
her
your sister-in-law's husband. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. Mm-hmm. Was with a woman. See, why that's your business?
Right.
And why you got, she don't want you, it looked messy, she was gone, and now you want to show her pictures. No, I don't show the picture. So why you in people like business?
Yeah.
Probably why you ain't got no husband right there.
Mm.
That's probably it right there. Now I look messy. So what? Yeah, you pulled up on him. She wasn't there. So maybe she was getting instructions from somewhere, you know?
Oh, that's what we're going with. Okay. Or should she just let it go? You're saying definitely let it go, right, CLO?
Yeah, why are you in it? Okay. What difference it make? Mm-hmm. Damn, mind your damn business.
Call that hoe from the last, my bad.
What? See? Too
first
far. Too far. You just got here.
First day back.
All right, last one, CLO. Tamala in Dover says, I let my son live off campus this semester, but he's been staying with his girlfriend and renting out his apartment during football season. The landlord is about to kick him out and it will ruin his credit. Should I let that happen to teach him a lesson? That is her question.
Well, how you gonna stop it is the question.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you let it happen, first of all, he's gonna get. I don't understand. What do you mean? Wow. I'm gonna let it happen? It's happening. Unless right he gets now. Them people out of his apartment, right. There is sure. no, there's no alternative. Wow. You let him live off campus. He off campus. He renting his place out, trying to make money. He Airbnb in his place out while he over there with his girl.
Mm-hmm.
But now the landlord, he don't want to do it and he want to put him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got to stop Airbnb his place out and go on and just get on back over there or else. But there's nothing you can do. What do you mean allow it to happen? What do you mean? Inform him of the letter you got from the landlord? Yeah, you should inform him of the letter you got from the landlord. And then he has to make a decision from there. Now, unless you paid for the apartment, there ain't nothing you can do.
Uh-huh.
Well, and what's the lesson he's going to learn? She's saying
that
teach
the
him
lesson he's going to learn is what the lesson every man learned.
What?
That thing be calling you and ain't nothing you can do about it.
He just be calling me and calling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you going to answer the call. Right. That's the lesson. Yeah, that's the lesson. He, yeah, he gonna answer the call.
He gonna
that thing him. Be calling you,
and you gonna
she
pick
got
up.
It, and you gonna answer the call. There's no other lesson. You have to learn this.
Pick it up or read your
now
lease.
You know.
All right.
Yeah, read your lease.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, before we get to our entertainment news this morning, Tommy, we have to say officially, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank
welcome
you.
Back. And how was your vacation?
It was good. Amex keep calling, so.
Yeah, you got 30 days to get together.
Yeah, calling, and I think I'm down to 22.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm down to 22. But they are calling, and which means
look how your uncle's looking at you though.
And I hope he's looking at me with that look of help, because right now I need him right now.
What happened? What'd you do?
If you don't mind spotting me.
Oh, how much you need?
45. 45. Okay, spot me 45 till I get on my feet. That's all I need.
Let me owe $20.
I'll give you 45.
If you just spot me 45.
I'll spot you 45 points in the game of domino.
No. 45,000, dog. 45,000.
Was that the whole trip? You want him to pay for your whole trip?
Oh, that wasn't the whole trip. That wasn't the whole trip. That was that Amex. That's what that was.
What?
Wow.
Something to share with you. The reason Amex is calling you is not because the bill is late. They're calling you because of the size of the purchases that are on your upcoming due bill.
Okay.
And they need to know that you're aware of this shocking new amount, because it's out of the norm for you.
Well, they have left 8 messages. I have not called them back yet, but they have left 8 messages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is they calling?
Cat got
what
9
do they
lives. What do they want?
They
want to let you know
what
that on that day, they will be expecting payment in full, and because the amount is higher than it normally is, they just want you to be aware of it.
But what did you spend $45,000 on? I mean, how was your trip, your vacation? What'd you do?
Close. He spent more than that.
Pasta, wine, pasta, clothes, excursions.
What kind of excursions did you do?
$45,000? Hey, Junior, it can happen. It can happen, okay? And it has happened.
Easily.
Okay, what kind of pasta? How much was this pasta?
Authentic.
Let's break this
Parmesan
down.
Cheese. I bought all kind of stuff. Olive oil, you ain't never heard about it. I bought holy oil. I bought everything. What?
They got olive oil over here. That ain't
What?
These olives in Italy is different.
You spent $45,000 on pasta, olive oil, and This trip sounds like it was a disaster. No wonder
it
you
was.
Didn't send us any pictures.
It was. And we ain't going back nowhere else. I ain't sending no pictures. We ain't going back nowhere else. You know how it's going in a certain direction? When your wife making love to you more than ever, that's when you know.
Oh, and now you tired? You exhausted?
And then when you get back to the States, all that just cuts off. Who we was for 10 days is gone.
What's wrong, Steve?
I don't even know what you're complaining about.
You know I'm telling the truth.
This something you do all the time, huh? This something you do?
Dog, I don't even see what you ain't never heard me come off vacation talking about what I spent.
Never?
No.
Quit going places you can't afford.
Living beyond above your
Do feet. Like Monica. Get in your car and drive to Mississippi.
Man.
See your people and turn around. But here's right. the sad
okay.
part.
Okay.
Tommy got the money.
Okay. Let me say this.
This ain't nothing.
I did embarrass my wife, and she ain't gonna let me live it down. I stood up in first class and said, "What the hell are we getting for this?
What are we getting for the money that this costs?
The experience. First class is an experience. International flights. You didn't enjoy it. What are you saying?
Carla, we could have took some bags of food on there and been just as fine. I'm telling you.
All right. You didn't take your brisket like you said you might.
I didn't take the brisket.
We're moving on. pay your bill, Tommy, in 22 days. In entertainment news, it looks like Shannon Sharp intends to stay busy because he's just added another podcast to his list of jobs since departing from Undisputed. He's currently working on First Take 2 days a week. We all know that, with Stephen A. Smith. And he's still doing his Club Shay Shay podcast. And he recently teamed up with ex-NFL star Chad Ochocinco Johnson for a podcast on Sunday nights called Nightcap with Unc and Ocho. Sharp and Chad catch up on every game and the best moments from the game. It's described as a football-based podcast that has multiple pockets. And then speaking of Ochocinco, he recently did a live stream and he admitted that he used to be a stripper in LA back in 1997. It was at the Right Track Strip Club. Ocho said he was trying to... the Right Track, yeah. I think we were all in LA during that time, right? He said he was trying to live on his own in Santa Monica, but when bills were due, he came up short. He went to the Right Track and would usually make about $25,000 to $3,000 a night. He said it was a lucrative career, and the secret to earning the most money, in case you guys are thinking about dancing, was to dance for the big girls. That's what Ochocinco said. He said the big girls tip you good. So... gotta ask you guys. Yeah, he said they tip you very well. Have you ever done anything strange for a little change, you guys? Ever stripped, Junior?
No. You can't answer these kind of questions.
No. Went to the strip club. Have you ever gone to the strip club? No. Yes, Steve.
That's none of your business. That's disrespectful to ask us.
That is disrespectful, but I've stolen some done stuff. It.
We'd love to hear more, but we gotta go. And coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll switch gears and talk about Quavo being at the White House to meet with the Vice President right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Migos member Quavo is on a mission to end senseless gun violence. Last week, Quavo met with Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House, and he spoke on a panel that focused on combating gun violence. This was all during last week's Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Conference in Washington. Quavo was also a guest on Good Morning America last Thursday, continuing his fight to push for legislation. He wants to end gun violence in the U.S. This all comes just 9 months, of course, after Quavo witnessed the shooting death of his nephew, Takeoff. On GMA, Quavo said, quote, "I feel like your calling comes at the least expected times. I have to do something about it so it won't happen to the masses, especially in our culture. I don't want this to happen to the next person. I want to knock down these percentages." Now, according to the CDC, a total of almost 50,000 people, 48,117 people died of gunshot wounds last year.
Well, this country is not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah. Many people have tried.
I support Quavo. I help him any way I can with this radio platform to get his point out. I just don't know what they're going to do. You're talking about, we've been trying to get gun laws for the longest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to get full civil rights for the longest. No, we just now, I don't know if you all understand how this country really is. I don't think you've really looked at the history of this country. We got a lot of nerve, man, pointing at other nations and their shortcomings in women's rights and stuff like that. Do you know that this Constitution was written in 1780-something? Do you know that they didn't give women the right to vote until 1920? Do you know how long? That took 100-some years before they did that. Then they pointed countries who are around less than 100 years and want them to have full rights for everybody. We didn't get a Voting Rights Act until 1964, and then it was voted on whether black people could vote every 4 to 8 years. We had to re-vote on whether black people could vote every 4 to 8 years. What?
Still,
this amendment to right to bear arms is based on making money. They're not going to change anything, man. This is the country we live in.
But we definitely, like you say, applaud Quavo for his efforts. I mean, you know,
Yeah.
Everybody, I guess he feels like he's got to do something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This gun violence, people, we know a lot of people that have lost loved ones to gun violence. It ain't just a celebrity thing. It's bigger than that. And that's what Quavo is trying to say and bring awareness about, especially
using
the black
his voice.
Man, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This country is trying to re-elect a man who has several grand jury indictments, federal indictments. That's what's wrong with us.
All right. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to move on. Coming up next, Sister Odell will be here at 34 minutes after the hour, right after this. I'm sure she has something on her mind.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As promised, ladies and gentlemen, she is here always on time. You hear her.
We is here. You know, that's my new thing. We is here. I got that from Dion Time, Primer Time, that went over there to Colorado. And, you know.
Yes.
We here. We is here. You know. Mm-hmm. Now, I tell you, Jesus is coming. But you better show up here, because who knows? Anyway.
He's coming back.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Welcome back, Thomas.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Did you have a good time?
I did. And you know what, Sister Odell? I went to the Vatican. I went to the big church in Rome.
You went to Italy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No.
What's he called, Sister
Odell? Italy. Did you see him?
I saw a lot of traces of him. Yes, ma'am.
What did you mean, traces?
You asked me, did I what now?
Did you see the Pope?
Oh, I saw. I didn't see him. I just saw people that worked
for
him.
Wait a minute. Was you talking about Jesus a minute ago? Is that what?
Yes,
you
ma'am. I was.
Where did you see traces of Jesus in Italy?
All over that church, all over the Vatican. Yes, ma'am. And I went to the 16th Chapel. Yes, ma'am.
They painted him white over there. You know that, don't you?
They did. Mm-hmm.
They whitewashed it. Just want you to know who you're dealing with.
What'd you say, Sister Odell? Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Yeah, they did. They
whitewashed him. Painted him white, made all the little angels white.
Yes, they did.
I heard a riddle, and I want to say this riddle to you. Name something that most people think is in the Bible, but is not there. White people.
Oh, Lord. I'm on the wrong side there.
I was really thinking.
Y'all was thinking, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was.
Ain't something that most people think is in the Bible, but ain't there.
Man,
white people.
Look at a clap.
Say it again. Lord Jesus, who that funny to me?
Well, Sister Odell, you also know that former President Jimmy Carter will be 99 years old on October 1st. Mm-hmm. He and his wife Rosalind have been married for 77 years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
he's
long
a great
time.
Man.
Yes, ma'am. He's in hospice now, still battling brain cancer, but he was able to take a ride over the weekend to the Peanut Festival in Georgia with his beautiful wife Rosalind.
Mm-hmm. He left hospice. I know his daddy.
Oh, you knew President Carter's daddy? Who was that, Sister Odell? What was
George
his name?
George Washington Carver.
That is not his daddy.
What?
I didn't know that.
Carter.
What you Harper? Think he wanted to go to the Peanut Festival for? Who did more with peanuts than George Washington Carver? See, now that's something y'all don't know. That's why Jimmy Carter always liked black people, but he really is.
Not just because we voted for him, yeah.
He just got his mama's hair and skin color, but George Washington Carver was dead.
Because his last name is Carter. I don't see the connection.
Illegitimate
Carver, they had to change it. C-A-R-V-E-R, George Washington Carver. C-A-R-T-E-R.
so it could throw the confusion off. Avocado. See that? Now you know I'm going to change one letter to V.
Yeah, I just wanted you to explain it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You don't see that?
I see it now that you explained it. You broke it down.
Black people been all over this country a long time. We've been running things up in here.
And we're in the Bible?
We in the Bible. Name something that most people think is in the Bible that ain't in there. White people.
Coming up next. Crazy. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy is back. And he's got a prank phone call for us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
At about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, why can't I have the good stuff? Why can't I have the good stuff? Okay, we'll get into that, talk about it, see what that's all about. And just a few, because right now the nephew is back and he has a prank phone call for us. What you got for us, Neff?
I got it for you. Ooh, I had the good stuff for 10 days. It's gone now. It's gone. It's gone. It's over. It's over. He threw with me now. Ain't that amazing? Take your
back
wife on vacation.
Reality.
Yeah, back to reality. Now she get back, she don't know me like that now. You know, it's just...
That's your biggest issue.
Yeah, Junior, it is. You don't spend no 50 grand and then somebody don't know you when they get back. No, that's not cool.
Okay.
She know you. You just need another 50.
I'm telling you right now.
Spend a couple more thousand.
I need another 50.
What you say, Steve? Step your game up.
Yeah.
She know you.
She know you. But you need another 50.
See, she just going to... The thing that women do, Tommy, is they keep raising the bar.
The bar. That's right.
Now, you done went out there and spent the 50. Okay, that was 50 time. Oh, we up to 50 now.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Get another 50.
I'm talking about today.
Hey, baby.
That's a damn shame, man. That's a damn
That's
shame.
That's life.
Is that how it works? I didn't know. See, Junior.
That's how it works. Dog, you bought a chateau. She's still mad. You got a chateau and she don't even know you today.
Don't know me today,
and you
dog.
Are. Like,
wow. As soon as we walked in that door, I mean, she changed, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, immediately when we walked in, she was different. That is not who I was out there with, shopping and holding hands, walking through Italy. This is not who
she. You were Gucci in it.
Gucci in down, it. All that. Oh, just baby, what you think about this purse? Oh, damn. About your purse. You think I should get this one or that one? That in other words, you've already decided that we getting one of them.
Yeah, no, that's just to get, if you say you are like this one or that one, then that just confirms she didn't ask you which can I get one. She said which one you like. Oh. We buying it.
Yeah. Keep it Gucci, Jackie. Keep it Gucci.
Oh, she kept it Gucci.
Yes.
She kept it Gucci. But all right, here it is. This is the prank of the day. This right here is Sweat Hog. Sweat Hog. For all you gym rats out there, everybody that's going to all of the gyms, this is for you. Sweat Hog. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, can I speak to Keon? Yeah, this is Keon. Who's this? Hey, this is Terrence, man. Do you go to Ironman Fitness Center, right? Is that where you work out at?
Yeah, that's where I work out. Who is this?
My name is Terrence. I got your number from the girl that worked at the front when you first come in. I mean, I'm actually
what?
A child. Yeah, the little chick like gave me your number. You work out.
Wait, why did they give you my number? You work at the gym?
No, I don't work at the gym, but everybody here at the gym was having a conversation, and everybody got a problem with you. So, you know,
problem
I
with me?
You
wait, hold on. You have a problem with me that gave you my number? What's going on?
Bro, we're trying to fix the problem. Let's handle that first. Don't worry about somebody having your number. Let's just fix the problem. All right.
Man, who is you, man?
Yeah, you know who is me? My name is Terrence. I done told you three times who I am. So what I'm telling you is this, is that, you know, you come to the gym. Matter of fact, how long you been coming to the gym?
Man, I've been going to that gym for like 5-10 years, bro.
5-10 years? That's a big gap. Okay, so anyway, the problem is this, dude. You come to the gym. I don't know if you ain't bathing or what the case is, but, dude, all the equipment be fucking in the man. Dude, you got to wash your
what?
Body, man, before you.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about, man? Yo, who gave you my number? Why are you calling me, for one? And, man, who the hell are you to call me talking disrespectfully like this, bro?
Well, no, the problem is this. The disrespect is how you come into the gym. Funky as f***. Okay, you got the machines all dirty. We got to keep
wiping. Man, it's a gym, bro. You work out, you sweat. It's a gym.
Yeah, but you funky before you even get there, man. That's the f***ing problem.
You talking about funky before I'm get there? Man, what the hell are you calling me with this bull for?
I'm calling you
funky
before I get there. Okay, dude, you come to the gym. Evidently, you ain't bathed. Okay, you leaving all the equipment.
Well, I bathe every day. What are you talking about, homie? I bathe every day.
Let me ask you this then. Keon. Why is everybody here at the gym talking about you the guy that be leaving all the equipment funky? Why are they talking about you, man?
The same reason everybody in your neighborhood talk about your mama. That's why. Yo, where you at, dude? Where you at right now?
I'm here at the gym.
I'll come to the gym right now. We can talk about this in face-to-face, dog.
Okay, well,
what the hell are you calling me with this bull?
Are you going to take a bath before you come to this? Because that's the problem we've been having.
Is your mama going to take a bath?
Okay, let me tell you something, dude. You're going to keep my mama out your mouth. The problem is, evidently, your mama. Evidently, she's the one that taught you no good hygiene, man. You don't know how to clean your
I'm coming down to the gym right now.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to get here?
What are you, a traffic cop or something? Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
Okay, cool. Are you going to wash your ass before you get here?
Yeah, I'm going to wash something. I'm going to wash my foot up your ass when I get there. That's what I'm going to wash.
Okay, cool.
You're going to be washing this size 11 out your ass. That's what's going to be getting washed.
Lori, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I got it. No, I'm just letting them know. No, somebody had to tell it. Lori works the front. No, I got it. Lori, don't even worry about it. No, she was hesitant.
Yeah, I got something to say to her, too, for giving out my number.
Well, no, you ain't finna say nothing. She was hesitant about giving me your number, but don't worry about it. I got it.
She should have gave you my damn number in the first place. That's private information. She's breaking the privacy policy.
I understand that, but what we're trying to do is get your ass clean. See, that's the problem.
What do you want to do if I wash my or something wrong with you, bro? What you worrying about? Another man washing
his ass. You don't want to clean your ass.
You got a fixation with ass washing? What is wrong with you? Calling here talking about who washing whose ass?
You just bring it to me. Look for Terrence when you get here, okay? I'm the dude over here.
Sound like you got a perm.
Okay, cool. I'm the one pressing 375. That's the one I am. Look for the
375. You ain't said nothing, homie. 375 ain't nothing.
Okay, cool.
Man, I don't care how much you press. When I come there, I'm going to put your 375 pressing in check, man. You don't call here talking to me like this. You don't call another man's house talking about he don't wash his ass. What is wrong with you, bro?
So let me ask you this here, man. Tommy want to holler at you. You want to talk to Tommy?
Tommy?
Do you want to talk to Tommy? Want to holler at you about this situation.
Who is Tommy?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kia, you just got pranked by your boy named Paul, baby.
Wait, you telling me this was a joke?
This is a bit, baby. This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, bro. This is Nephew
Man, y'all need to stop playing like that. Y'all ain't hear me load my 22? I was coming for you.
You all right, baby?
We good. Hey, y'all better have some concert tickets for me putting me through this dress. My gosh. Y'all got me on this one.
You work out with Paul? I'm assuming that's your workout partner?
I ain't working out with Paul no more if he gave y'all my number.
Paul got me to hit you, man. Stay in shape, baby. But you got to do this for me. You got to tell me what's the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, it is. Now wipe them machines down when you get through, you hear?
I got you, bro.
All right, man. Keep your head up.
All right, brother.
And there you have it. And speaking of Sweat Hog, I got to get to the gym. I have ate. Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
The Italian ice cream. Oh, my God. Gelato.
It's called gelato.
Gelato. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It ain't that big a deal. It ain't better than ice cream. I can tell you that right now. It ain't better than ice cream.
I don't know.
I just told you it wasn't.
I agree, Steve.
I'm trying to tell you now. This is what This is what the Pope eats now. I'm just trying to tell you. This is a lot of stuff
the Pope don't know. A lot of stuff.
Coming up next, strawberry letter subject. Why can't I have the good stuff? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time for the strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click on submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Welcome back again. Subject: why can't I have the good stuff? Dear Stephen Shirley, I went on a blind date with a man that my sister met at her church. We had a good first date, and I agreed to go out with him for a second date because I felt like I could shape him into the perfect man for me. His wife died 4 years ago, and he stopped dating and looking for love after his last girlfriend cheated on him. I couldn't believe how he hadn't changed a thing at home since his wife died. All he did was move all of his wife's clothing and shoes into a guest room, and there was a garbage bag filled with designer purses. He was passed out drunk one night, and I went through the clothes, shoes, and the bags. There were a couple of coats of hers that I needed and more than a few nice dresses that were my size. Her feet were smaller than mine, so I couldn't try on any of the shoes. It took me 2 separate secret missions to go through the purses. I've been asking him since then if I can help him clean out the house. He said that he would do it if I moved in with him. I don't want to live with him because it's too soon, but I do want those designer purses and fancy clothes. I told him that I would think about moving in just to see what he was going to say. He got excited and said he would call a junk removal service and get the house cleaned out. I told him I wanted some of the purses, and he said they're going to Goodwill. He said he didn't want me to have his deceased wife's bags. Is he crazy? Why can't I have the good stuff? Why would he give it to charity instead of me? Well, he told you. He doesn't want you to have his late wife's things. He told you that, okay? Obviously, they have some sort of meaning to him. I mean, I know it's been 4 years, but good, bad, or whatever, he has other plans for them. He wants them out of the house. And when they're gone, he doesn't want to see him again. In other words, he's ready to move on with you. His new woman, in his late woman things, I guess he thinks it's disrespectful or just a little too painful for him. I know to you, you think it's a waste for him to give away his perfectly good bags when you could put them to perfectly good use. But just like you can't change him or shape him up into the perfect man for you, as you say, you can't make him give you the bags and things, the clothes and all of that. And why are you snooping through his late wife's stuff anyway? I mean, isn't that kind of creepy to you? What would you be doing if his wife's things weren't there? You'd just be focused on what you're building with this man, right? I just say do that if that's what you want to do. If you want the man, get with him. He seems to be willing to get with you, but he just doesn't want you going through his wife's things. And he has that right. Steve?
Lord have mercy right here. This doggone letter right here, I'm going to just tell you flat out before I start reading the letter, I get rid of your begging ass. That's what I do. I'm sick of you and this letter right here. There's so many things about you I don't like right now. Lady, I wish you hadn't even wrote into this show, because I'm not going to help you. I'm going to hurt you, because I don't like your begging ass. You're just sitting up in here. What are you doing right here? You went on a blind date with a man that your sister met at her church. You had a good first date. You agreed to go out on a second date. I felt like I could shape him into the perfect man for me. There you go. Always trying to change somebody. Now, I know that women can come to the table and upgrade a man's life. Hell, it's happened to me. And I appreciate y'all for wanting to. But you can't shape him into the perfect man for you. His wife died 4 years ago. He stopped dating and looking for love because his last girlfriend cheated on him. I couldn't believe how he hadn't changed a thing at home since his wife died. All he did was move his wife's clothes and shoes into his guest room, and there was a garage bag filled with designer purses. Have you ever thought maybe he loved the woman? Have you ever thought maybe it's just a hard for him to let go right now? You know, he didn't want to just wipe her out, you know, just throw all her stuff out. So now here you go. He passed out drunk one night. He's drinking now because he's trying to find a way to cope with his grief. He passed out drunk one night, and I went through the clothes, shoes, and bags. We got somebody on our show like that. Every time somebody send me a basket or something to the radio studio, we got a person on our show that goes through everything. It's called rummaging. It's called rummaging. That's
You're
what
wrong
it
for
is.
That.
People is always going through stuff don't belong to them. See what they can use. I have given this woman more things out of gift baskets that's been sitting to me. I'm talking about, and she will take anything. Coffee mugs, summer sausage, t-shirts. That's too big for you. I sleep in it. You know, just, I ain't never seen nobody. Probably got a house full of stuff that was given to me over the years. It's called rummaging. Now, your ass been rummaging through the clothes, shoes, and bags. There was a couple of coats of hers that I needed, and more than a few nice dresses that were my size. Her feet were smaller than mine, so I couldn't try on any of the shoes. Oh, now we starting to get into it. A few of the dresses that was her size, some of them were smaller, and she couldn't fit into them. But them big-ass feet, though, ain't nothing you can do about that. Yeah, when you got big ass feet, can't squeeze in the little ass shoes, can you? No, Lord, you in there trying them on. You tried your best too, didn't you? You was in there, you damn near woke him up. You was in there, had your finger in the back of that shoe. You done took the nail off. You one of them Lee press-ons is inside the shoe. I be damned. I done snapped the nail off trying to put this shoe on. I know you did. Because your big ass foot. And then she had several dresses in there because she had gained a little bit of weight. You can wear them.
Hang on.
But them eights, you couldn't get in them eights, though.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why can't I have the good stuff? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why can't I have the good stuff?
Well, this whole letter is about a woman that I've decided I don't really care for who wrote the letter, because I don't like her begging ass. This man's wife died. She's dating him now just to speed up this thing. And she been going over this house, and the deceased wife's clothes is all in a separate bedroom, bags, purses, coats, dresses. He got drunk one night dealing with the grief, fell asleep. She went in there and went through everything. Several dresses she could fit. She was just in there just having a fitting session, like her ass at Marshall somewhere, just going through everybody's stuff. Now, but then only thing is, you down at the thrift store because this stuff is used. Now, you in here and tried on everything. It's a few dresses that and some coats of hers that you need. and a few nice dresses that's in your size. Her feet were smaller than mine, so I couldn't try on any of the shoes. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. That's how you found out they were smaller. You didn't just hold it up and look at it. You tried to jam your big ass foot down in this dead woman's shoes. I personally am not trying on dead person's shoes. That's not what I'm finna do.
What's creepy, right?
Because I'm not finna walk in your shoes. You done messed around and left this earth. You take them shoes with you. As a matter of fact, you could put all them shoes in that casket. Because I'm not fitting to wear your damn shoes. But oh no, not you. Her feet was so I couldn't try it. It took me two separate missions.
Uh-huh.
You done went in that twice just rummaging through this dead lady's stuff. Make me sick. That's your crazy, big ass right? foot in that quiet. He damn that. You grunting trying to put them shoes on and find out the dress was not. Big ass feet, got them coats and stuff. Took you two separate missions to go through the purses. I've been asking him since then if I can help him clean out the house. He said he would do it if I moved in with him. I don't want to live with him because it's too soon. But I do want those designer purses and fancy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just a thrift store queen. Oh, you little Miss Secondhand. You know, I told him that I would think about moving in just to see what he was going to say. He got excited and said he would call a junk removal service and get the house cleaned out. I told him I wanted some of the purses, and he said they was going to Goodwill. He said he didn't want me to have his deceased wife's bags. Is he crazy? No. The question is, are you crazy? Why you want to walk around with all the dead lady clothes on? The dead lady bags. You just dragging around. Girl, why you got that? I got it off a body. Excuse me? Because somebody going to ask you, girl, I see your new bag. Where you get the new bag from? Well, you know I'm seeing Herbert now. Herbert's wife had passed.
What? Come on.
Herbert's wife passed. Girl, had a room full of this stuff. Your friend going to be looking at you like, you wearing dead lady clothes? Girl, you can't just, he was going to throw them away and give them to the Goodwill. And I talked to him, so he told me, no, he was going to give them to the Goodwill. So I took some of them out when he wasn't looking. Why can't I have the good stuff? Why would he give it to charity instead of me? Well, you want to get your face broke? Here it is. Because you ain't her. You ain't even close to her. He don't want you walking around in her clothes because he didn't buy them clothes for you. He bought them for her. He don't want you walking around as a benefactor of them bags because you ain't earned now one of them bags. That woman's probably standing in the cut with that man. Helped forge a life. I got news for you. She probably helped him buy that house. Your big foot ass is sitting up there walking around in with all that dead lady clothes on and everything. Why don't you take your big foot ass to your house and quit begging and rummaging through all this dead lady stuff?
Let it go.
Mess around and gonna have this woman come back and haunt your ass. You ain't gonna know what's going on. Sitting up there all of a sudden, your purse is floating in the air. You go, why is that purse in the air? She carried it back to the room. Ooh, that's all you need. Know your scary ass.
Mm-mm.
In that trying on them little bitty shoes. Walking around with all them tight ass dresses on. That's why only a few of them fit.
You mad at her, Steve?
Because you ain't quite that. See, I'm mad at her.
Yeah.
He say he gonna give it to charity. Nah, why would he do that? Is he crazy? I want them designer bags. You ain't earned no designer bag. You ain't getting
no her.
You gonna mess around, and you but here what she gonna do? Cause she tried it. Mm-hmm. She gonna take it without his knowledge.
Uh huh. I believe that too.
And then he gonna see it.
Then they're gonna break up.
And then the relationship gonna be over. With.
Over.
And it need to be over with anyway, cause he grieving. He ain't even look down at them big ass feet you got yet. So I think that was gonna throw him off. All in here. Them big ass feet. Them big ass feet gonna open up some whole nother line of questions. You gonna be looking at them big ass feet, then he gonna look at your hands real good. See, all this might be off. Then he gonna look at your throat. And then, you know, one and one and one might be two. You just gonna keep adding up. So you just carry your little tricky self on while you got him fooled. And try to act cute and dainty with them big ass feet. and stay out that woman's shoes. You might can wear a pair of house shoes with the back out, but your whole heel gonna be on the floor though.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Let's go and get it out the way. Let's talk about it, how we feel about it. You know, Colorado lost to Oregon 42-6. And, you know,
I didn't really think they were going to beat Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they got USC next week.
Well, you know, they got a star player out. The defense ain't really. But like Prime told him at the news conference, he said, better get me now.
Get me now.
Because it's the worst we're going to ever be.
I love
And then also on top of that, I like the fact he said, and nothing has changed. In other words, their view and their outlook, nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. We lost. But, Unc, is this where they going to start trying to dog Deion? Like, because, you know, he has his persona. He's been
There's nothing you can say that's going to change what is happening in Colorado.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Never had sold-out home games, season tickets in 25 years, sold out. Never had much merchandise sold. Merchandise sales is up over 800%. The economy in the city has increased in the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. Colorado don't give a damn what y'all talk about. It's not going to change anything.
It don't change.
They already know what he's done is absolutely phenomenal. They were 1-11 last year. They are 3-1 right now. It's going to be tough for them to beat USC because they don't quite have the defense. If Deion does this right here, it's two things he got to shore up, and he already know it. The offensive line and the defensive line. Once he do that, he going to change the game. The next recruiting class, you better believe they coming.
Yeah, that's the thing. He didn't even have an opportunity to recruit because he came in and he didn't have a recruiting class. He took everybody through the portal.
The transfer portal.
Yeah. See everybody through the portal.
So it's gonna be interesting. You know, look, they're gonna try to find something to say. But what he's done is already phenomenal, and what he's gonna continue to do. They ain't won their last game.
No.
Y'all crazy?
No, they haven't.
Travis Hunter gonna be back. Right. The linemen is going to get better. The defensive line, they're going to listen to Warren Sapp. They're going to start learning. And they ain't won their last game. Colorado is still in the hunt. I'm just glad I'm not one of those fans where I jump on the bandwagon, jump off the bandwagon.
No.
I believe in what he's doing up there.
We ride or die,
and you know him. And you know him how the man he is. You know what he say
he's
going to
do. I'm telling y'all, like he said, jump on me now. This the worst we're going to ever be.
Yeah, man. You can't be mad at none of that. I'm telling you, you can't be mad at none of that.
Any word on how long Travis Hunter's out?
About 3 more weeks. Lacerated liver. Come on. He going to be out 3 more weeks.
Ooh. You don't know nothing about that. Yeah, you're talking about lacerated liver 3 more weeks.
I said 3 more weeks.
I've never heard of lacerated liver, but that's what he got.
That's what he got. Lacerated liver.
I know, but you can't talk to it like you're an authority, not you. I got lacerated liver. What you want?
But you have.
Yeah, 3 more weeks.
I heard it at the top of the hour. An older man needs help to stay awake during sex. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, listen to this now. This one's from Phoebe in Milwaukee. Phoebe says, hi, Steve, I'm 55 and I'm dating a man that's 18 years older than I am. We have a healthy sex life and he's always eager to get into it, but I have a hard time keeping his attention. He's fallen asleep a few times lately during sex and it's aggravating. He said he's been stressed about things that he can't share with me, and it's causing him to lose sleep at night. We were having a conversation the other night and he went to sleep mid-sentence. I don't know if it's some kind of medical issue or it's just a lack of sleep. I don't want him driving me anywhere until he gets help. What should I do? What should he do?
Well, but see, I want you to listen carefully what he told you.
Okay, Phoebe.
He said he has a lot on his mind that's causing him to have a lack of sleep.
Yeah, lose sleep.
Ain't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
So then why is he always going to sleep? If you got a lot on your mind and you suffering from lack of sleep, that means you ain't getting none. But every time you turn around, he's asleep. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple things could be happening here. What's her name?
Her name is Phoebe. She's out of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. You 55, he's 73.
73, yes.
Here could be a couple problems.
What?
Number one, it ain't his night. It can happen.
Yeah.
It just ain't his night.
Oh,
he ain't had enough recovery time from the last time. Okay. I'm not 73, but I pretty much know that's about what? That's about 6 years from now. You're going to have to be a little bit more selective on how many rounds you're going to put in for the month.
Month?
Yeah. And he may be going too hard and then he can't go again. Other thing you might want to look into, Phoebe, is, you know, maybe he dozing off because ain't nothing really happening.
There you go. There
now
you
it's
go.
Phoebe's fault.
You know, okay. Phoebe.
He's bored.
Yeah.
Her now. It could be her.
Phoebe, cold. You might have to pick up pace a little bit.
That's cold.
You gotta you keep know, him interested.
Phoebe, now he ain't what he used to be, but you probably ain't either. So, you know, I think you're going to have to create a more of a...
Exciting.
You know, stop all this damn talking.
Huh?
You know, foreplay, sometimes y'all take foreplay too far.
Wait, what?
See, foreplay is two words. Something happens before we play. That's why they call it foreplay. Sometimes you just got to go in there and start to play it.
But you can't determine how much foreplay a woman might need on a particular...
Well, see, right there. See, he's sleep now, though.
It
was too much happening before we play. Now, Phoebe got to understand that now. He's 73. This ain't his first rodeo. Is we playing or are we foeing? What is we doing? We either going to play or we going to foe. What are we going to do? Because I'm tired of foeing.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. You done turned this foe play into six play, five play, four. Let's two play sometime.
Let's two play.
You've heard the term two can play this game. You here, I'm here. Let's start playing. Sometimes you ain't got no time for foe play.
And he's 73.
Sometimes you just got to get in there. Bam, 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 bam. You just get out.
Poor Phoebe.
See, Phoebe, I want you to consider that now. So it could be a few things. You don't let him drive nowhere because he might sleep. And he just said he got a lot on his mind, which is leading to a lack of sleep. So, see, I don't know what's happening. He could have sleep apnea. I had that. Might want to get that checked out.
So why can't he share
them
with
her? Was you falling asleep mid-sentence?
Share
what? You doing there?
No, I wouldn't fall asleep not doing sex. I'm acting.
You wide awake.
I'm wide awake. That's when you have my
undivided
attention.
But this is Phoebe's fault.
Yeah, you have my undivided attention. You ever wanted me to pay attention.
But Phoebe, though, it's her fault, right?
Yeah, it's Phoebe's fault, sure. Right.
Phoebe ain't bringing it the right way.
Yeah, don't blame it on Phoebe.
Come on, man.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so you guys like Pringles, right? Or you know about Pringles. You've had them before, all of that. And I know you guys like caviar, especially you, Tommy. But have you ever tried caviar on Pringles? All right, that's the new thing now. TikTokers made this trend go viral, and it's become so popular that Pringles has teamed up with the caviar company to release a limited edition crisps and caviar collection. The collaboration features three different caviar kits combining a different flavored Pringle with two types of caviar. The kits start at $49 and go up to $140, and each kit combining a different flavored Pringle with two types of caviar. The kits start at $49 and go up to $140, and each kit comes with a gold collectible keychain. So would you try Pringles and caviar to see how it tastes together? Would you just try it?
First of all, Shirley, you talking to Uncle Steve and Tommy. You're not talking to me. I didn't even know what caviar looked like till I went to Uncle Steve's house. I had never seen it.
But now you do.
Now you know.
Yeah.
If you buy some caviar, some Pringles, and you get a gold chain with it, $49.
$49 or $140. Yeah.
You get a gold what with it, Shirley?
A gold keychain.
You get a gold keychain, some Pringles, and some caviar for $149.
You
need to be careful eating that caviar.
The question is, would you eat Pringles and caviar together, though?
No, it don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
Try it. You wouldn't try it? Come on, Steve. Let's try it.
All right.
No, you want that little waffle. You don't want no Pringles. You want
more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
The little waffle is called Bellini.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have dinner with the Exorcist girl, that's Linda Blair, or would you rather have dinner with the Candyman?
I'm going with the candy man. That
ain't neither one of they crazy ass sitting at me eating nothing. I'm tell you right here, you bring your nutty ass over here. I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. I'm not going to wait on you to candy or exes. We ain't going to do none of that over here. You coming up all out of mirrors and stuff, got beds floating in the air. Get your ass away from here.
The head spinning around.
Yeah.
The head spinning, boy.
Okay, so pick one, though. Tommy, you said Candyman.
I'm going to eat with the Candyman. I can't eat with the white girl with her head turned around. I can't.
Junior?
I'm going to go with Candyman, but you're going to have to keep them bees with you somewhere else.
But I'll be flying around my food.
Yeah, can't be doing that. But you black, though, so I can recognize. Well, I can understand you.
If I got to pick one, it'll be Candyman, because we both black, and he know I mean what I say.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't scared.
All right, Candy.
You ain't playing no games.
No.
All right, Candy. No.
Don't say his name.
Right.
All right.
Tony Todd. We know Tony.
Yeah. Great actor. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather bet on the Houston Texans or would you rather bet on the Cleveland Browns?
Mm. Who put that in there? Who did that?
Come on. That's not right.
It's a would you rather.
That's not a would you rather.
It is.
Let's just answer the damn question.
Yeah. I bet
you got some money. You trying to win
Texas. Nah.
Your ass, you ain't got no money to lose. Your bill is due is $45,000.
22 days.
Your vacation bill from American.
Hell, you talking about betting on the Texans, all prideful. Who you betting on, Junior?
The Browns.
Oh,
you stupid.
I'm not stupid. It's betting. I'm supposed to win.
Junior, you a fair weather.
Straight out of Houston.
Yeah. Didn't Cleveland lose last week?
Okay, you tell me where you putting your money.
Yeah, the Browns lost last week. Ain't the Texans?
But they got a win though. But the Browns got a win. Do the Texans have one? No.
Browns lost last week. The Texans
stand by
lose
your answer,
every
Junior.
Week.
Yeah, I stand by it.
All right. Okay.
We're making progress, guys.
No,
yeah, the season is moving on without y'all.
Yeah.
Whether you win or lose.
All right. Would you rather be with a beautiful, skinny woman or a not so cute, voluptuous woman?
Why would.
Give me that not so cute, voluptuous.
You can that do was me.
I've been here with your pretty skinny ass.
I can't eat salads every time we go out.
What junior you want? Which one?
B.
Voluptuous? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tommy?
I'm going with the vegan. I'm going with the skinny pretty girl. Oh, that's what I'm doing.
You would.
Because you think you're pretty. That's why.
That's it.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only, there's only one, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Tommy's back today. Welcome back again, nephew. Yeah. It's been a good day. It's been a real good day. Real good Monday.
American Express, you don't have to keep calling. I know it's you. You don't have to keep calling.
Hey, Steve, before we get out of here, we didn't get to this story, and I wanted to ask you about this. Jermaine Dupri, straight out of the ATL, we know that, claims that he was the first person, the very first person, to ever make it rain in the strip club. This was on a recent podcast when he said this. Jermaine said that back in 1998, in the video for Money Ain't a Thing with he and Jay-Z, remember that one? They're in a car, yes. And Jermaine's throwing money, making it rain throughout the video. Remember that? Yes. Well, Jermaine said he then started making it rain with thousands of dollars at Magic City Strip Club in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it became a thing all because of him. No. So that's why he's claiming he started making it rain.
No, man.
He explained it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. No, man. Hmm. The person on stage made you. She's responsible. Whoever that stripper was. And you ain't giving away thousands for no reason. But Cinnamon, shaking. Okay, thousands.
So give credit where credit is
due. Give credit where credit is due. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the
okay,
jam, though.
She made you make it rain. Okay.
Jam, though.
Mayweather not make it. Mayweather was making it rain back then, wasn't he? You sure it was?
He was. Jermaine said it was him. Jermaine said it was him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Steve?
What?
You've been
well, Jermaine, I like Jermaine, so if he said.
Yeah, we love him.
First one, he could have been. I'm old enough to know what it used to be.
What
see,
does that
making
mean?
It rain is just an advance. It used to be coin tossing.
Okay.
It's
here
really
we go.
Back in the early days before money was paper, it was just coins.
Okay.
And strippers working in brothels back in the old times, they only had coins. So they would pay for women with coins. So they started, it was called like pebble tossing. And then it started pebble tossing. Then when money got, I'm bringing you up to date now after I was born, the paper money became paper. And then you would go at the strip clubs and you would just, it was called a dollar tucking. You would just tuck it in the garter strap, tuck it in the G string. And, you know, and garter then strapper. After that, it was, called drizzling. You would take only two or three singles and you would toss it at the woman. That was called drizzling. And then we move up to current time where Jermaine Dupri claims to have making it rain. And those are the steps to it. And so if he wants to take credit for that, I can't say I had grew up nowhere where they was making it rain. We was paper tossing. You know, paper tossing. We wanted to tuck it in the garter belt or the G string. That's what you wanted to put it in there yourself.
You got up out your seat.
Yeah, we had to get something for
this
dollar.
Approach the stage.
And then we'd wait. We'd hold the dollar patiently while she was over there looking the other side.
And waiting for her.
Just be a single or a five or something like that. Maybe a 10 if she was real fine. Then when she walked over, we placed it slowly in the garter strap on her thigh. Or if it was a 10, you could put it in the G string.
So,
But There was no raining back then, so I must give Jermaine Dupri because it was just dollar tucking.
No.
You weren't allowed to touch women, so you had to. You could only tuck it in.
Wow, thanks for that history lesson.
Why
did you guys know that?
I appreciate
it. Yeah. I appreciate the history lesson, when I saw a unicorn, I parted with all my money. That's all. She's the reason why I gave all my money up.
Unicorn, that's her name.
What does she do?
Yeah,
what does
unicorn. She do, Junior? First of all, the first mistake was she looked me in the eye like she wanted me.
They do that to everybody, Junior.
Yeah, that's what
you
I didn't
you
know.
Were special.
She I thought I was special. But when she went to the dude next to me, I said, I'll be damned. I'm sitting right here.
He got the look, too.
Yeah, but all my money go.
First time at Magic City, I was taken there by Joe Torre. Joe Torre took me to Magic City.
Magic City.
I could not believe it.
And
the stripper's name was Sunshine. And when I left Magic City, it was dark outside. When we went to Waffle House, I discovered the sunshine had made me partly cloudy. Because I had gave her way too much damn money. I had gave Sunshine my eating money. So I'm sitting at the Waffle House, straight struggling.
Man.
Tommy, you have no stories?
I've never even been. I don't do strip clubs.
What?
Okay.
Well, I'm here to attest to that.
That's a bold-faced lie.
We know.
Well, for a long time, he couldn't get in because they thought he was a little boy. So that is true.
It's a part of his truth.
hey, Steve, you can't come in here with the baby. I'm telling y'all.
We know children a lot.
We need to see his eye.
No, man, for real, he's 25. Come on, we can't have this here. You lose my damn license and you play with these kids.
So there's some truth to what you were saying, nephew. Okay.
All right. Hey, y'all, have yourself a great day. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. We out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.